Don't Panic is a new comedy podcast from Wondery that leans into our most absurd anxieties and diffuses them with humor and actual advice. Listen to Don't Panic on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is my one and only work husband, the man who's been with me for almost 12 years and will be with me probably for another 36, Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
That is so sweet that you think I'm going to live that long.
That is so nice.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, good. Happy Monday. Glad to be here. What a Whoa. Day, okay?
Well,
love it being Monday.
Day. Love it. Monday. Whoa, just another manic Monday, okay? It is a manic Monday. A few things right off the bat that we have to mention. First, we will be appearing on the wonderful podcast, I've Had It. If you're not subscribed to that podcast, you must. Because A, it has Bravo origins with Jennifer and Pumps from Sweet Home Oklahoma and Sweet Home. But B, it's like a hilarious podcast. And we were very lucky that we got to record a sesh with them. I don't know when our episode comes out. I'm assuming it's this week. But if it's not this week, just subscribe. So that way you just will hear it when it arrives. But it was so fun. So go check that podcast out. Really, like, we just had a blast with those ladies. Second of all, you know, last week I had an impromptu moment where I hopped on to IG Live and we just sort of chatted. And then Ronnie and I were just talking and we said, you know, we have to do more of these lives. You know, Take a Seat is, you know, it ended, but we kind of really still enjoyed the Take a Seat vibe. So we have decided that we're going to start doing those IG Lives every other week and make them into a show.
It's basically like Take a Seat. We haven't come up with a new name. We can't use Take a Seat
because
that was through Spotify. We're not with them. So we maybe Be Seated or maybe Sit Down. Ben's dad has always called the show Sit Your Ass Down. So that could always be. And also, that works with crappens, right? Because you have to sit your ass down to take a crappens. So while we've got a classy name, just keep up the classy naming structure, I say.
My dad will be so pleased. This is not a joke. My dad is like, so are you doing Sit Your Ass Down tonight? I'm like, Dad, it's called Take a Seat. So, whatever it is, I mean, who knows? I mean, we may do more Instagram Lives than just every other week. But every other week, we are planning to have a proper sesh where we, go on and like talk. And we don't know the timing yet. We don't know when it's going to be, et cetera. But we decided this is what we're
going to
do.
Well, let's just do it now. I mean, you brought it up. You want to do the first and third Mondays of the month?
I guess, sure.
Why not, sure. Right?
Like, why not, guys? Let's.
I mean, Monday nights, I think we're good. We all liked Monday nights. What time do you want to do? Because 7 p.m. was a little late, I think, for people.
Why don't we, before we, like, lock in on a time, let's hear what people have to say. Because we, you know, we want to, like, get a nice time, like, a time that works for as many time zones as possible. But
give opinions.
Give opinions, guys. But we'll do, the plan is we're going to do them on non-Dwell Hello weeks. So 1 week we have Dwell Hello up, which is available on Wondery Plus. And then the other week we're going to do some, you know, whatever the new iteration of Take a Seat is on Instagram. So, by the way, follow us at Watch What Crappens on Instagram. And also follow us personally at Ronnie Karam and at Ben Mandelker, because it'll just make our hearts
explode. I'm so excited. Also, guess what? That means that next Monday would be the first Monday of the month of August. That would be August something.
Well, we did Dwell Hello last week, didn't we?
Yeah, but we can move Dwell Hello recording around, you know? Like, I think first and third is better than saying second and fourth. Second and fourth is just weird. Don't you think? Okay, we'll talk about this later.
Although two and four is a better beat.
Two and four is a better beat. Unless you're in a church with soul, then one and three is a better beat. isn't it? Oh, no, you're right.
No, I don't think so.
Two and four is about.
Listen, I've learned the hard way because apparently I'm a natural 1 in 3 person, and dating a choreographer, I've been corrected several times when I've been on the 1s and 3s. You're right.
It is okay. The 2 and 4. It is the 2 and 4.
So maybe the most natural thing is that we're on the 1s and 3s with Tennessee. Two people who are offbeat.
Completely.
Should we just call it the 1s and 3s? Like, we literally incorporate the timing into the name of it. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's just, yeah, the 1s and 3s. So we'll figure this out. We'll have a thing on Patreon where you guys can put in questions for Take a Seat, story recommendations, all that stuff that we'll go to. But point is, we are coming back with a live show. We are not waiting to be picked up by some network to do a live show. We are just going to do it ourselves because this is Watch It Crappens, and that's how these bitches roll. So plan on that being a couple of times a month. We've got Take a Seat under a new name, probably Sit Your Ass Down or Be Seated or whatever you guys tell us in these comments. And plan on that. We're super excited, obviously, because we're just planning it right now, even though we've got a recap to do.
It's like literally being planned on the air as we speak. Like, it was like 2 seconds before we press record. It's all happening, guys, because Watch What Crappens is a creative community, and that's like what our vibe is. No, that's going to be really, really fun. So we're going to be doing that. And there was like a third thing that was like super, I was like, I'm going to mention this.
I'm in severe need of exfoliation. Like, my face, I feel the dry layer on top that's just ready to be popped off. So I'll do that later.
I have news related to that.
Oh, what?
I don't know if you, like, give it a rest for a second, because I think I had an ominous sign in the middle of my sleep last night about that, because, and I know people don't really care about hearing people's dreams, but I did have a dream, Ronnie, where I saw you and your face looked all kind of like the same, but very different. And I was like, what happened? And your nose was sort of like going to the right. And I was like, what happened? And you're like, well, then I went to get my face. I went to go to the esthetician, and she used like a different chemical on me, and it like messed up my face. And now my face looks like this, and I've been doing all sorts of research on how to fix it, and I just keep on making it worse. So I had a dream where your face got messed up. So if you're coming in today being like, I need to exfoliate my face, I think I just had a dream that says, it was like a final death, it was final fascination dream. And I'm going to say, like, just, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying whatever impulse you have right now, sit on it and then wait for the bad face juju to go away. And then you can do it.
Okay. I think that's a good call, because I have been doing so much face stuff. Like, I use tretinoin, I get chemical peels. I do this, like, I do a monthly thing, either a chemical peel or a needling. Okay. Micro needling. And it looks good. Like, it definitely does help. Like, I think my skin looks good and stuff, but I think that it takes me down to such a thin layer of skin that my skin is becoming like tissue paper, where I just go down for a nap and then I wake up and I look like this. I look like a Sharpay. Look at my face, everybody, on the computer. Yeah. I look like a Sharpay, like this. And it takes, like, I literally have to go iron my face. I think there is a downside to doing stuff to your face. I'm just going to say it right now.
Yeah, like in my dream, it was like your face looked like a little melted. It had like, it did have sort of like crinkles in it in a weird way. And I'm telling you, it was weird.
I'm getting to a certain age, guys. I'm getting to that age. So you know what? This is going to be the year of my nervous breakdown, middle age crisis. And I'm so glad we're all here together for it.
I am excited for you to have an affair with Raquel, and I'm excited for you to also have an affair with Morgan what's her face. And like, I just want you to follow in all the footsteps of all the midlife crises on Bravo.
Okay, well, everybody, that was our first 8 minutes of nothing. So welcome to
Real Housewives of New York City,
a new era. That's what they say. And I don't like that they say that on the ad. You know, like where you're watching Atlanta, it says, oh, which, by the way, we're not doing Atlanta this week. Sorry, Atlanta, you've killed me. Okay? You've finally fucking done it. We'll be back with that at some point. But we wanted to check in with Project Runway, so that's what we're going to do. Anyway, when you're watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, it says at the bottom, coming up next, Real Housewives of New York, the new era. And I'm like, well, why did you have to pave me over? I feel like I've just been paved over to make a parking lot. You know what I mean? You don't have to call it a new era. Old people can still like you. This is my middle-aged crisis year. Don't do this to me.
I prefer to call it a new era, But that's just me personally.
Yeah, it's just that, but in the New York accent. Listen, you know what? We're making a new era.
It's a new era.
That's it.
It's a new era. No. People are absolutely loving the new Roni. And actually, I have to say, I thought like this episode, the first half of it, I was like, okay, I'm like chuckling. I'm having legitimate chuckles. I'm seeing the light. Second half, I was like, this is the worst parts of Beverly Hills. So all my fears have come true. But I'm starting to see the sparks. I'm starting to see it starting to gel a little bit, which is good. But I think it still has a long ways to go. But that being said, a lot of people are still absolutely loving it. And I think that's awesome. I love that people are loving it. You know, I love when people are excited about shows on Bravo, because inevitably it rubs off on me. Okay. I'm a chameleon, and I go which way the wind blows, and you know, I will eventually get as excited as everyone else, especially as all the people on Twitter who are like, oh my God, Bryn not knowing how to open up a refrigerator. Total icon. By the way, not total icon.
I'm just kind of along for the ride. Listen, all I really care about is how much fun I have recapping it, and I have so much fun recapping it. So I literally don't care. You know, one of my favorite things to recap, our planet, or like my octopus teacher. I don't really give a fuck what it is. It's just how much I laugh with you, and I laugh with you a lot on this one. So it's a winner for me.
It's been a really good recap. I've totally loved doing our recaps of it, which I agree. Like, that's, as long as it's a funny show to recap, I'm pretty much always going to be happy. And have you been watching Our Planet? Where are you with Our Planet right now? Because I just finished it.
I haven't started. I was watching this super depressing show on Apple TV called The Crowded Room with fucking What's-His-Face and What's-Her-Buns. Oh my God. Tom Holland and Amanda Seyfried. It's the Holland and Seyfried circle. The most depressing thing I've ever. I finished it yesterday and I was sitting there crying and I was like, I'm so mad at myself for being manipulated by this fucking show to cry. And then it made me cry harder because I was like, and I've been manipulated and I'm sick of being manipulated. And I was like, oh my God, he was manipulated. Oh my God, she was manipulated. We're all so manipulated. And then I started crying and then it popped up. I watched Atlanta to feel better, which that did not talk about manipulation. And then it popped up and said, Real Housewives of New York, the new era. And then I just cried more. I don't think it's going well over here. I'm going to be honest.
I'm just going to tell you this right now. The final episode of Our Planet kind of ends on a bummer note. Anyone who watched it, I guarantee you're going to cry. You will actually sob.
I'm just sick of crying. I also don't want to smile either. I just don't want to do anything. And guess what else ends badly? Our planet.
Always.
Our actual planet.
Well, I have to say, orcas. I have to say, normally in nature specials, the ones who really get the villain edit are the sharks. You know, sharks always get a bad villain edit. But I have to say, Our Planet, you know, like when you watch like the Real Housewives of New York, and for season after season, Ramona is the villain. And then she has the one season where she tries to be nicer. So then she's sort of not the villain. And then they slot in like Dorinda or something, or like maybe even Countess Luann or Bethany. So this was like the sharks decided to pull a Ramona of like, you know what? I'm renewed and I'm just going to stay out of it this season, you know? And so now the orcas have stepped in. Orcas are like the villain this season on Our Planet. And like those orcas
are real motherfuckers.
They are. And I think that orcas have had actually like a surprisingly good edit all these seasons when they're really monsters, because, you know, people are like, oh my God, SeaWorld, those poor orcas, they're in captivity. They're like orcas. They need to be free. They're whales. And now that like, now we're like seeing the real orca and it's like, those orcas are evil.
Yeah, now you're like, jail them all and dance for me. Dance for me, male.
I know.
Dance for me.
Well, I mean, it's also crazy that anyone thought it would be a good idea to put one in like a swimming pool and like just train it to do things. They are like,
well, yeah, you saw Blackfish, right? That I saw documentary parts of about it. The orca. And it is really sad because they do abuse those orcas, you know, and you're all sad. And then one day the orca's like, you know what? I'm going to kill the trainer. Okay. That's it.
You know what?
You want me to play with the ball? I'll play with the ball. And the ball is your ankle. I'm going to drag it down to the bottom of the pool and I'm going to drown you, stupid trainer. Okay. What do you think? I'm a toy? At least, fuck you. Know
at least I didn't have to hear about my trainer on page 6, okay? No, but those orcas. Okay, I don't feel like I needed to see Blackfish. You know why? Because if someone says, oh, it's a documentary about how, like, we shouldn't be, you know, training these orcas because SeaWorld is doing terrible things to that. Do you think I need a documentary to tell me that? I just have to like look at SeaWorld and I'm I'm done. I just saved 2 hours of my life.
You watch a SeaWorld. But yeah, orcas are real motherfuckers. But you still shouldn't keep them in captivity, okay? For all the people getting mad out there. You know, that's still not right. But anyway, yeah, my planet. One of my favorite things. We'll get to that. You know what? We'll get to that after we recap this, starting 30 minutes into the recap. People are like, what the fuck is this show? What even is this?
Speaking of orcas.
Sorry, it's Monday. We haven't talked to each other in a while. It's very important that we catch up on things.
Speaking of orcas... let's talk to those vicious bitches / queens / icons of Roni, okay? So we're still in the Hamptons. We're still in Aaron's
house. Are we having a positive show? Because this is the first song, okay? It's the morning, and this is the song. I want to see the sun come up. I'll make it through. I was like, what the fuck are you complaining about, song? You're in the Hamptons. You're worried about like living through the night?
Oh. Well, I think if you're staying at Aaron's house, maybe you are having these feelings, apparently, because everyone got frozen out in her decrepit, like nicely appointed, but decrepit house. OK, because it's morning. It's 9:30 in the morning. Everyone's waking up and Jessel comes downstairs. She's like, I don't think I've ever been this cold. And I live in England. Is anyone awake? It is so cold. It's almost as if I told Pavitt to turn up the heat. And of course, he's so useless, he couldn't even do it in the first place. Pavitt. Oh, sorry. He's not here. Just instinct.
So Aaron is awake. Aaron's like, I'm awake. She's like, it's freezing in here, girl. And she's like, I'm sorry. I don't even know what to do about it. It's just like, I mean, I didn't even know it was a problem. She's like, well, it's nice and warm down here, of course, because this is where you live. So I'm glad you're comfortable. Kidding, girl. Aren't we fun?
Aaron's like, well, you can like sleep down here with me tonight, like two sleeping boss bitches, okay? And she's like, no, I'm absolutely fine. I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, was it comfortable at least after Aaron? It's fall winter in New York and there was no heating. You think she's going to compliment your fucking sheets right now? Fix your heating. What kind of host are you? Listen, at first, the caviar caterers, you know, we all know how I feel about canned food caterers. Fuck those people. Okay, I won't go off on that again. But you had nothing for these people except Pringles and caviar, and now you're freezing them out. The woman just had to wear hideous lingerie. Could you at least give her a down comforter?
Yeah, you can just tell that Erin's like just not good at hosting people, but she thinks she's wonderful at it, you know, because she thinks that the quality of her house will do the heavy lifting, but the heat's not working and they're drinking out of plastic cups with gnawed out straws later on. So,
sippy cups. Yeah. Girl, and the quality of your house is your heater. You can live in a mansion, you know, on top of a shining hill above Paramus, but it ain't worth shit if your air conditioning and heating doesn't work. And yours don't. Shame on you. Shame on your house. Also, call fucking child services because you know that she doesn't know that because that's where the kids sleep. And those poor kids, they probably show up to school and like, you know, really thick coats and multiple scarves and 5 outfits on, and their teachers are like, are you okay? It's like, it's freezing at home. It's freezing at home.
So then Jessel clearly has certain interview things that she has pre-written, and she's like, ooh, a gay person wrote this for me and I think it'll be hilarious. She goes, if I had known I'd be going into a cryogenic chamber, I would have brought my NASA space suit. Like, those two things have nothing to do with each other, first of all.
You should be spaced for that line. Like, if this were a science fiction show, I would put you in the bad person cage and I would press the button and you would just be sucked out into space. And then we'd just see you turn blue, you know, and your eyes crack because that was a bad line. I will say their confessionals, bad gays. Are you guys not hiring gays anymore to help? Because you can tell.
Yeah, I think actually Sighs are like honestly some of the worst I've seen on Bravo. I'm not being a hater. I'm just being a explainer. She is like, I'm sorry, she may be very nice. She may have a lot of upside on this show, but her confessionals are like, they make me cringe every time. I'm sorry. This is exhibit A in why you know, I'm having some issues with this show. But
this is where they need the most help. Because they need a lot. The diary room, confessionals, whatever. those can save your show. This is hindering the show. No one has a good one. Not like nobody on this show knows a gay person. And I'll say that also for Kenya. I think she's fighting with her gay on Atlanta because hers have been really embarrassing this year. I think that's hurting their show.
And she had to hire one, her straight.
Yeah, I think Jenna is the one on this show that I hear most people saying, I got back. And I mean, I like her and everything a lot so far, but her confessionals aren't great either. She's just like, like, seriously, people don't like jeans?
I actually like hers the most because they feel the most natural to me. But I think it's more like the ones where...
Well, I mean, so is armpit hair. You know what I mean? But I don't want it.
Yeah, I can see. That's a fair point. What can I say to that? Commercials. Here comes one
right now. Looking for love? I'm Jujubee, and on this season of Queen of Hearts, we're going all the way down to sunny, sexy Miami. I'm setting up the hottest singles in South Florida. Maybe I can find them their perfect partner, or someone to fulfill their sexiest fantasies.
A man who unconditionally loves me and is a raging feminist, and then ties me up, rubbing oils on me, then surprise, gets a girl to lick my and another guy to put it in my and has a huge...
But remember, there's a twist. No one can see each other until the very end. Cameras on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Woo. Got me blessed.
Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app now, or you can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
So, Aaron, and there's also, by the way, there's like a lot of confessional pylons. It's like one person says something and then we get like three more confessionals and then we go back to the first person with a confessional. Just like someone says, did anyone see my cup? And then we get three confessionals that are like, oh my God, like she can't find her cup. Like, am I supposed to find the cup for her? And then you have like Brian being like, a real boss bitch knows where her cup is. And Uba goes, what a wild group of ladies we are. We can't find our cups. And then Sai is like, it's a cup. If you grow up poor, you don't lose your cup. And that goes back to the original person and be like, I just want to find my cup. I actually don't know if this is really this show's fault. I think this is kind of afflicting a lot of the Real Housewives right now. General note to Bravo. We don't need as many.
We don't need multiple Greek chorus about a cup. And also get gays back in the confessionals, okay? don't deny the gays.
Yeah.
So Uba comes down and she's like, hello, it's me, model Uba, darlings. And she's like, oh my God, it is freezing in this house. And Jess is like, oh my Lord, freezing, seriously, it is freezing. And then Custis sighs, she's like, I'm freezing in this house.
I'm so cold. Like, I grew up poor, so I know what freezing means. And so Jessel's like, well, I'll just go to a hotel. If it's not fixed, that's okay. And Uber's like, wait a second. Can we talk about Jenna leaving last night? And then we have a flashback to 10:30 p.m. And Jenna's sort of like slinking out of the house, you know? And Sarah's like, where the fuck is Jenna? Does anyone know where Jenna is? Anyone seen Jenna? And then they all see her.
And Aaron's like, oh my God, Jenna, why are you leaving? And she's like blasting music and dancing around in her bra. You know, because the drunk ones, that's the other problem with having half sober and half drunk. You can't, it doesn't work. And this is why. You've got the drunk ones like dancing around, partying, turning the music up, you know, like the basic bitch on Spotify station. And then you've got the sober ones who are like, it's 10:30 and I want to be asleep, okay, period. So she's leaving, and she's like, I've got a 6:30 call tomorrow, so I can just go to sleep. You guys continue to play. It's like, seriously, no big deal. I just really like to sleep, you know?
And they're all like, no. So now we're back to present, and Uba's like, I'm actually very upset, because how are we supposed to be wild, wacky women if we're not all wacky women together?
Aaron's like, I'm seriously upset too. Justin's like, I mean, her house is by the ocean, guys. Your house is not by the ocean, but hers is. And Aaron's like, don't laugh. Or no, Aaron doesn't laugh, I wrote. And she goes, what is that supposed to mean? And Justin's like, well, I mean, she probably just wants to wake up at her house and look at the view. You know, sister Jenna. Ever since we were growing up, Jenna needed the best view, the best bedroom to look out over. If we were on top of the hill, she wanted to see the highest peak.
What I'm trying to say is, her house is like the Jessel of houses, and your house is like the Parfit of houses. Does that make more sense?
If I know anything about my sister, it's that nothing invigorates her like Mother Nature's sweet, salty morning greeting.
Aaron's like, are you saying my house isn't good because it's not looking at the ocean? And Jessel's like, no, did I leave? Did I leave your non-ocean looking at house? Of course not. Do I think it's a worse house because it doesn't have an ocean view? Yes, because that's how real estate works.
And Cy comes in and she's like, hey, everybody, I'm going to fall on the ground. And then she just falls on the ground because she's like really wacky.
Yes.
And Aaron's like, oh my God, are you still drunk, Cy? And she's like, oh yeah, I came in for the drunk. What'd she say? I came in for the drunk?
I don't know. I didn't even bother writing it down because then Jessica goes, you came in like a wrecking ball. I never knew how hard I'd fall on the carpet in Aaron's house. You fell. Oh, that's a current event reference.
Aaron's like, I decided I'm giving Bryn Jenna's room because Jenna doesn't deserve a room. I mean, she didn't even say bye. She literally did. I mean, granted, you had to come up to her and say, are you leaving? But, you know,
yeah, still. I think, yeah, she didn't like evaporate and you guys realized this morning she wasn't there. Okay. So Jessel's like, I want to call my dear best friend's sister, Jenna. And Sai's like, she's like, well, I think it was rude not to say goodbye. And Jessel's like, I have no signal in this awful no sea viewing household. Cold, no ocean. I hate it here.
I literally cannot connect to no fucking signal. And so I was like your husband? Your phone is telling you to go fuck your husband. Okay, that's what your phone wants you to do. And Aaron's like, God, tough crowd around here. So I was like, you bitches complain when you wake up. You know what? Your energy's off. I don't have time for everyone to be complaining. Okay? I'm an influencer. I'm going to go take a picture by the Keurig.
So I was like, you know, Jessel's too aloof to realize her delivery's a bit abrasive sometimes. Can we all just like chill for a sec and be grateful that we're on a free trip? I mean, it's free 99. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want everyone to listen. Free 99? I thought that's pretty good. That's pretty good, huh?
I mean, that is kind of funny, but it also was. This show's supposed to be about glamour, not people getting free things. I mean, this is... Like, if you want to see the real truth of this show, watch Welcome to Crappy Lake, and you see what these women are really like when we're not fed the they're rich storylines. And you see Sonia not able to buy shoes in the local store in Benton, you know? And then Luann buying the cheapest wigs she can find, you know?
God bless that show. So everyone's wondering, like, is Jenna going to come back? Will she return? And Aaron's like, I mean... She snuck out in the middle of the night. Like, she didn't even let me make shakshuka. And now I have, like, no idea what's happening. Like, she deprived me of my shakshuka moment. Because, you know, like, Aaron has really built a lot of this weekend around that shakshuka. We know this because she mentions the shakshuka, like, 50 times this episode.
Also, can we all agree that she has no fucking idea how to make shakshuka? Like, yeah. It's terrible. You know her shakshuka is terrible. Everybody knows terrible. It, Aaron. I can smell it on you. I can smell your bad shakshuka from
I know.
Because it's people who terrible. Know how to make shakshuka don't walk around saying, oh my God, I make the most amazing shakshuka. It's literally just what they make when they wake up.
Like, listen, I understand she's from an Israeli family, so that gives her a lot of shakshuka cred, but I still think it's going to be bad shakshuka. Just because you have an Israeli family does not mean that you have auto shakshuka skills. And we just can tell, based on the lack of heating upstairs, based on the caviar part, based on like so many hosting miscalibrations, it'll be bad shakshuka.
It's bad under-seasoned. Shakshuka.
Not enough salt. I'll tell you that right now.
I feel like it's ragu jarred sauce with just a couple of eggs boiled in it.
Hard eggs, like they look like they're like you're gonna cut into them and the yolk's gonna ooze out and it's just gonna be stiff. She's like, that's the way I like it.
Oh God, I love a rubbery egg, actually. Okay, I'm tacky too. Okay, I'm also not unreasonable for someone to not want to eat shakshuka right before they work out.
Yeah.
Who does that? Like, who eats before they go work out? Do you? I've never heard of that.
No, you have to first of all, the standard is what you're really supposed to do is eat 90 minutes before a workout. So that way you have enough energy from the food to fuel your workout, but you're not so close to it that you're going to barf or be too tired. But that being said, I think with shakshuka, even 90 minutes won't be enough.
That's not enough. And I feel like we all know that if you eat and then you swim or work out, you die, right? It's like if you eat and then you swim, you die. So
A lot of people have died that way. Shakshuka related exercise injuries. A lot of
dead
injuries.
Children. Yeah, a lot of dead children after eating shakshuka and swimming right after. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Case closed. Show's canceled. Okay. Mm-hmm. Murderer.
So Jenna comes back and she has coffee. And Aaron's like, I'm getting like angrier right now. And Jenna's like, good morning. How's it going? She's like, oh my God, I'm so angry right now.
Who gets angry? First of all, she's working herself up over nothing. She's like, she was so disgusted that I would make breakfast before I work out. And so he goes, yeah, she was disgusted with you. And Aaron's like, she really was disgusted. Now I'm really mad. She wasn't disgusted. She wanted to go to bed. Plus, she showed up. Okay, first of all, she said goodnight. She was going to bed. Everyone was fine with her going to bed. So she still wouldn't be seeing them until this moment anyway. So
that's exactly deal. Right.
And then Jenna comes in and she's got this coffee that she's brought everybody. And it's Dreamy Coffee, which, by the way, she sold out Dreamy Coffee. Did you see that?
No,
Dreamy Coffee went online and was like, oh my God, to the overwhelming demand, Dreamy Coffee is literally sold out. We would like to thank everybody. Jenna Lyons, you are an icon match.
Thank you, Jenna Lyons. That's actually really cool. Like, if you have Jenna Lyons advocating for your coffee, honestly, I'm into it. Icon! But but you're right. You're right. It's like there's no difference of Jenna like staying over and just like coming downstairs right now versus coming in through the front door. There's no difference.
It's they're basically doing this. She's already famous, so she thinks she's better than us.
Yes. Thing,
and they're already getting mad before Jenna acts like it. Now, listen, I'm sure at some point Jenna is going to act like that. Jenna does not look like the nicest person. Like, she just doesn't. She has this face. She makes this face a lot. Where she kind of like judge, she's, I see her judgy eyes is what I'm saying. Mm. And that's why she was cast as a housewife. She's not cast here to be nice, but let her become evil before you guys just tell us that she's evil. She hasn't done anything wrong yet. You're mad at nothing.
You also could have just made the shakshuka and Jenna could have just not had it. Like, I don't understand. So Jenna's like, good morning. And Seth's like, oh, how did you sleep, Jenna, in your non-Aaron household? And Jenna's like, oh, not great. Like, that storm is insane. How did you guys sleep? And Aaron's like, there wasn't a storm here by the inland in the forest, not by the ocean.
And there's like drama oboes. It's like,
drama oboes.
Yeah, they brought back some of the New York orchestral sounds for this one, like, and she's like, there wasn't a storm here. I'm like, you probably live under a freeway, you know what I mean? Like, we haven't seen the outlying areas of your neighborhood yet. So Jenna's like, well, what time did you guys go to sleep? And she's like, not late, like 12. And Uba's like, yeah, you killed the party, so we went to sleep. Darling, let me tell you what's not fabulous, a party that ends like that because somebody leaves. Ridiculous, darling.
I mean, I don't see how she killed the party. She was already asleep in her room or trying to go to sleep in her room. And so, I don't know. It seems like it might be a user error, not a Jenna error.
You know how hard it is to start a party by stealing some coconut milk and then someone ruins it by going someplace else too early? God. Fun, crazy girls, am I right? What's happening here?
What an interesting group of girls that got ruined. So Jenna's like, well, I had a 6:30 a.m. call because unlike you guys, I actually have like a real job and I'm like influential and I don't even have but a real job she? Right now.
What is her 6:30 call? That must be like a child call, right? Like,
She does have, so she has her fake eyelashes. So maybe she had like a manufacturing call with like abroad or something. I don't know. I don't, if Jenna Lyons says she has a 6:30 a.m. call, I'm going to believe that more than Aaron or Cy or anyone else. I believe Jenna Lyons, even though she's sort of, I don't know what really she is doing, I still believe she's like an important person in the world of fashion and that people call her at 6:30 in the morning.
You do?
I do. Yes.
It's probably me. It's probably me just calling every morning going, Jenna, did you know that cargo pants are back? They're back. Hey, Jenna, I just bought some khaki cargo shorts. Ha ha, eat it, sucker. It's Old Navy, not J. Crew.
It's just me pranking her about cargo pants.
She's like, damn it. So Uba's like, I just think it was rude because we gave you the best room. And Sai's like, yeah, I'm sleeping in a children's room with a crib and one hanger. And Jenna's like, okay, let's just like back it up for like 1 second because like, can we just like a moment? Okay, you guys were partying. I went up to my room. The music was like literally on top of my bedroom. And I realized I'm actually like very wealthy and very famous and I'm doing this right now. Like I should just be in my own wealthy, famous house. So it just made sense to me.
Yeah, and Aaron's like, but it was like 10 o'clock. And Jessel just laughs. And Aaron's like, Yeah, it wasn't late, okay? And Sly's telling us, Jenna's acting like a geriatric. This is not a senior citizen home, all right? Step out, Bubba. Step out, Bubba. 3 o'clock, okay? Yeah. What time was it in the morning? It was 3 o'clock, all right?
3 o'clock in the morning. Snap out of it, Grandma. It's like, ooh. So Jenna's like, I mean, I didn't even think you guys would even notice me leaving. And Sai's like, we noticed. And Sai, she's like, you know what? Granny's sleeping, guys. Ooh, Granny's sleeping, guys. Lower the music, guys. Sai, you're going to have to do better. You have to do better with your interviews.
And this gang up is so hilarious. They're all really trying to go against Jenna, and Jenna literally doesn't care. So he goes,
oh, yeah, and also she could have cooked this morning. And Uba says, yeah, she could have made a shuk-shuks or whatever they're called.
And Jenna's like, guys, hold on now.
Yeah, and you didn't even let me make my shakshuka because you said it's weird and strange.
She did not say it's weird and strange. Now stop making it sound like she's coming for shakshuka because you know that that will get a lot of people anti her. She said she didn't want to eat before she worked out.
Yeah. Jenna's like, you guys are all adults and you can do what you want. If you wanted shakshuka, you could have made shakshuka. And then Aaron's like, wait a second. Wait, how do you say that word? Did you say shishito? Did you say shishito? What a wild and interesting group of people. We are saying shishito instead of shakshuka.
And Jenna also ushers in, at least it's the first time I've noticed it, conductor hands, which we love in a housewife. I love when a housewife speaks like this. She's like, if you wanted to have shakshuka, you could have had it. Like she does very specific, like moving her conductor hands when she's trying to get everyone to believe her. And Jenna's like, telling us like, are you shakshuking me? Who's going to have like shakshuka before they work out? Like that would be shuk vomiting. Like, no. Okay.
Okay. That
you know what?
I didn't like that one.
But I'm just going to submit that into evidence.
Yeah, you're right. That was it was not great work. So then Uba's like, well, you know, it's nice to wake up with the girls and be here. Just because you have a house 10 minutes, like, doesn't mean that you know, like, that you can't, like, that you get to go there or whatever. And Jenna's like, it had nothing to do with not wanting to wake up with you. I had a 6:30 a.m. call because I have a job, a J-O-B occupation. I don't know if any of you guys know what that is. And, like, I didn't want to disturb you guys. My car's right there. My bedroom's right there. I thought I'd just get in my car and go to the rich, important side of town and do things.
But that wasn't the deal, darling.
Jenna goes, what deal? What are you talking about? Did we make a deal? Is there some deal? And everyone's like, yeah, we made a deal to come to my house where literally you would have frozen to death. That's like, you can't yell at somebody for not staying at your house when your heater doesn't even work.
Yeah.
Like, are you people listening to yourselves?
I know. And Jenna's like, you guys played music so loud. I couldn't sleep. I didn't care. And Sai's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to get ready to work out because like I'm like really so over this, okay? I'm going to go take a photo by the Keurig again.
Yeah, but you're one of the ones starting it and rubbing it in. So you don't get to be like start fights and then be like,
yeah, I'm sick of this. I'm leaving.
So then Aaron's like, yeah, well, I'm leaving too because obviously you don't like my house. So sorry you don't like my house. Okay. And Jenna's like, oh my God, my glasses are actually fogging up right now because I'm so cold. Just give me a minute too.
And Jessica goes, ha 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 ha. Oh, sister best friend Jenna.
God, she's had that wicked sense of humor ever since we were girls.
Oh, I can't but think that if I hadn't nourished her with Oreos in my household, she might not have been this funny.
So then Jessel goes, everybody goes to get ready for whatever they're going to do next. And Jessel goes up to the kids' room that she got stuck in. And she goes,
great, I have one hanger in here.
What am I going to do?
Jeez.
I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to have such a good point about Jessel, but I literally went out of my brain. So I'll just go right forward. So, Jessel's complaining about having one hanger. And then there's like a knock. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. It has nothing to do with Jessel. It was about Aaron. Listen, I was like a little bit more on Aaron's side with the whole debate about alleged catch, which I went back and rewatched. And I don't know if I said this on the show, but like, I do believe it's catch and not Tom Colicchio's craft. Cause I felt like when I went back, there was more of a ka face as opposed to a craw face in the lips.
Uh-huh.
But that being said, now it's been two times where Aaron has honestly been like, she kind of chose like a passe restaurant. Okay, fine. But now this whole weekend, I'm just starting to think that like Aaron Erin might be one of those people who thinks she's like a better social organizer than she is. Like she reminds me of a friend I have who whenever you go out, she always, if you're trying to take like a photo, she always like, oh, give me the photo. I take the best photos. And she takes literally the worst photos. I never looked worse than when she takes photos and everyone looks bad, but she always thinks she takes the best photos, which is not the same as social organizing, but it's that same sense that like that misbelief that, if that's even a word, that misbelief that you believe that you are so good at something in the social setting and you are actually a failure at it. And I'm starting to get that vibe.
Yeah. And she's also, I think, new to doing this as a mom. You know what I mean? Oh my God, that was my ringer. Did you hear that?
Was your ringer as a mom?
No, I still have my ringer. Remember when we used to make ringers for Watch What Crappens for Patreon? Yeah. Uh-huh. And I made one that was Leanne Locken going, dong! When she was like, this season I'm changing. I've got a bowl and I do sound therapy. Dong! And so now that's still my text thing is dong! And it freaks everybody out. Anyway, if anyone heard that, sorry. So my point is, I think she's maybe new to doing the social organizing as a mom because she did it for so long and then she started having kids. And so she's like, oh my God, I've got like a group of girlfriends and we're going to go out again. So I'm going to take us to Catch. Like that's the cool place. But it's not cool anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like she hasn't had to worry about the upstairs of her house because only the kids go up there. Yeah. Why would she ever walk up the stairs, never. You know?
That's the nanny's domain. So, yeah, I think that's a good theory. So, yes.
The nanny would be like, Mom, I'm very cold. She'd be like, I know. That's why I hired you. Great disciplinarian. Go back upstairs, please.
And when you're done, can you finally paint that mural of the ocean so we can put it outside of our windows? Thank you. I've got friends coming over.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So there's a knock on the door and it's David, and that's Erin's personal trainer. So he shows up and Erin's like, hi, David. Hi, cutie. How's it going? And Uba's like, oh, woo, what a wild and interesting trainer. Yes.
Wow. I thought you just woke out of a polo convention. Am I right, everybody? Isn't that wacky? Do I mean the shirt or the brand or the sport? Nobody knows. Wacky times.
Misspelling of a disease. So then Uba...
Also, Jenna, I have to say, Jenna answered the door.
Oh, yes,
and I think this is true rich person way. This is how you know someone is truly rich. She's on the phone and this is what she says. She goes, you know what? Just go ahead and pay him and I'll deal with it later. Meaning like, I don't know.
I don't even know if the bill is correct. I don't know if I even owe this person money. I don't have time for this now. Just give them money. And if it's incorrect, I'll see them later. You know what I mean?
That's so true. So David comes in and he goes to like shake Uba's hand. And she goes, no, we hug. So they hug and everything because she's trying to cop a feel. God bless her. And she says, oh, David is so hot. Gorgeous, gorgeous skin. He's so hot. It smells great. Oh, he's like a can of coconut milk at a restaurant. I just want to grab him and take him home with me.
I've stolen him out of the pantry. Stolen him out. And Erin's like, oh my God, can you believe her? Look at her, David. She doesn't even work out. She says it's just about the food. First of all, bullshit. Okay? I get being naturally thin, not working out. But Uba is stacked. Like, her legs are like pure muscle. What do you mean you don't work out? No one's born with just muscular legs like that. I don't like this housewife trope of like, oh my God, I don't work out. It's the Lisa Barlow thing, you know? Oh, I never work out. I never do anything but eat Kit Kats and Taco Bell. Like, come on.
It's such a funny thing, too. It's like, I never work out. I just have a severe eating disorder. So David is like, he's like, well, it's 80% food you eat, 20% fitness, and 100% mindset. And it was like, oh, that is some African shit. I'm like, it's also just like, basic Instagram meme. So
it's also like Tony Robbins classic.
So then they hug and then she like pretends to faint. And so then now Sai comes in and then she goes to like shake his hand and David goes, we hug. I'm like, you just stole that from Uba. You came in, excuse me, sir. You came in with a shaking hand agenda and now you're acting like you've always been like someone who hugged, unless he was quoting Uba. But I think I was like, I felt like I did not appreciate how he acted like he's always been a hugger when he did not.
I thought it was immediate Uba appropriation as well. I was like, wow, you just steal from everybody you train. Yeah. He's just like a blank personality that comes in, you know? Yeah. He's like, wow, you know what I love? Cold upstairs. Am I right, everybody?
I wish I had some shakshuka.
Yeah, God, I wish we could eat some shakshuka while we're working out. Is that even possible? Let's try it.
So they are, Upa's like, oh, I've never wanted to work out so hard before in my life. And Aaron texts Brynn, because Brynn's still on this show, and she tells Brynn, like, oh, yeah, come join us to work out in the backyard. So Jenna's telling us, I love working out. I mean, I hate working out. I mean, I just like to not look terrible naked. I'm just, like, self-effacing.
So a car arrives, and we see some little tennis shoes come out and a big, long fur coat. It's Brynn, everybody. It's like, I can't believe we found it. It's an interesting part of the Hamptons. South is where it's at, but this is good, too, I guess. Where do you live in the Hamptons? Where's your house in the Hamptons? Yeah,
exactly. Man. And I have heard South is like, okay, this is what I heard. I hope I'm not misquoting. But this is what I've heard the lowdown is on Hampton's geography, is that South is where all the huge money is, but it's also where, like, the awful, like, Ramonas of the world are. Like, remember Ramona's friend when they went to, like, that house season, I think, like, 10, Leah's first season, they went to the house and they went to the basement and everything. That's Southampton. So, like, mega money, but mega assholery. So when Brynn is like, South is where it's at, she's basically saying, like, I want to be with the Ramona singers of the world.
Yeah, or like I want to be hit on at a really nice luxury hotel in Southampton is what I think. Because I looked it up and it says the Hamptons are one of the best getaways. You have plenty of luxurious hotels. You have plenty of luxurious hotels in Southampton and East Hampton where you rub elbows with celebs. Or you can head over to Montauk for more laid back vibes.
Poor. For poor vibes.
Exactly. That's like a deodorant optional vibes Montauk.
Yeah. Listen, I think I'll tell you where it's at in the Hamptons. Wherever Ina Garten is, I think that's East Hampton. Because, like, what's the point of being, like, far away from Ina Garten? Why would you go south of the highway when you can be right near Ina Garten? That's what I'm going
to
say.
You never know when she's going to knock on your door and be like, hi, I'm Ina Garten. I would love to be your new friend. It's Taco Tuesdays. And you're like, I can't trust this idiot with tacos. She calls them tacos, but I'm going.
Yeah. So, and she also says, she doesn't say jalapeno. She says jalapeno, I believe. Or maybe that's my mom. One of them.
I think it's Ina too. I think she's got something she's being offensive about on purpose. I think she's mispronouncing things on purpose just to be like, I'm too rich to pronounce that properly.
I'm from the Hamptons. So
I have all of my shirts specially made. One of our listeners told me that. We were commenting on her clothes one time. She has okay, no one cares. Okay, so Brynn is like, yeah, interesting. So the girls are being wacky in the backyard, running against bands. Like they're tied to each other with those rubber band things. And Brynn is coming through the house and she's like, hello, knock, knock. Well, I arrive and there's no one there to greet me. I expected there to be a line of staff like in Downton Abbey. There's no one there and I have to lug my bags inside by myself.
I can't, bitch, yes, queen.
So she's like, where are these bitches at? And she goes outside. She goes, honey, I'm home. And Uba's like, Brynn shows up to the Hamptons like a pimp. Okay, like head to toe fur jacket. And like, that's not the Hamptons look. That's like Mississippi, like down in the river.
Who's still wearing floor length furs? She's going to get spray painted. I'm going to laugh. Well, I hope somebody in this house does it.
Maybe it's faux. Who knows?
I don't know. That looked pretty furish to me.
It looked pretty real.
Looked very real. So, Brynn is like, blah, blah, blah. Hi, baby. Oh, David. Hi, baby. I've been sore for years because of you, David. So she starts taking over the flirt with David. And Uba's not happy. She's not liking that.
No, and Jenna's like, Brynn was like birth flirting. Like, I'm sure the doctors literally wanted to date her. Like, that girl can turn on a paper bag. I need to take some lessons, truthfully. I'm like, okay, Jenna, I see what you're trying to do here, but you've just given us like this image of doctors like wanting to date a baby. I just, and then like, like a sexually aroused paper bag. Like, I just feel like Jenna sort of went in a strange direction there.
Is there, you know, I know that people are fighting. There's a lot of picketing right now in Hollywood. We need the gay confessional writers to picket and form a union. That's what we need. Whoever you are out there, I will support you. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll come march for you. But we need you.
Gay, gay reality at reality confessional. Show confessional guild. GRSCG. So Bryn is like, welcome to Bryn's booty camp, bitches, because you're all upper middle class bitches. Give me more, Jenna. Give me more, Jenna. Because she's not working out, because she's like apparently also has strep throat during this.
I'm still trying to figure out a gay union.
Let's see. Confessional. What's a word that sounds like O that would be like writer? Oratory. Confessional. Oratory collective. So, and then we need a K. Collective. What's a union word that starts with a K?
You already said collective.
I know.
So, that like, how start about
with K
like,
anyway?
Gay oratory commentary collective, and collective spelled with a K.
But I'm trying. Oh, so wait. What was your first? What I wanted to say. What was my first one? Confessional. Gay. I'm trying to spell cock.
Yes.
So, confessional, oratory, collective. Well, that's cock.
Wait, no. Confessional, oratory, collective, comma, queen, spelled K-W-E-E-N.
Queens. Okay, so, confessional, oratory, collective, queens.
Guild.
Okay, that's good enough for now. Working title, cock.
Cock
okay,
guild.
Guys, so that is the...
Please welcome... Cock Guild is going... I don't think that we need the Cock Guild to go on strike. I think the Cock Guild has been on strike, and we need them to some of them to cross the picket line to save some of these interviews.
Yeah, well, we need to support them so they get what they're going to get paid.
Let me tell you something. Okay. If anyone has comments about streaming, it's the Cock Guild.
How can I stream more? It's like you look at their Google searches.
So Uba and Bryn are like competing over David now.
David?
And Uba's like, Bryn, step aside. You have strep throat. Don't give my man strep throat. And Bryn's like,
welcome to the Bryn's booty camp, bitches. I already said this part. Bitches.
And so Uba pretends she doesn't work out, but she can lift her ankle to her ear. So I'm just saying. Okay.
It's a lot
so
of wackiness here.
Yeah, so they do basic crazy wackiness, and David's saying, okay, you want to do some planks, Bryn? And she's like,
no, I just want to do you. I'm joking, everybody. Joking.
Yeah. That gets from me, yeah. So Uba tells David, she's like, well, we're going to work out when you get back to New York. And she's like, I'll work out with David anytime he wants. And now since I have a banana in my hand, I'm going to bite off of it, alluding to soul sex.
I eat banana in confessional because I'm wacky, hilarious lady. So then we go, everybody goes to shower, and Jenna's talking to Aaron, and she's like, listen, I want to talk about rooms with you, because like, if Bryn needs a room, I mean, we can give her my room, that's fine, I'm not going to worry about my room.
And Aaron's like, you just want to go home, though, I got it, you just want to go home, because Aaron's one of those people who kind of gets off by trying to say what you're really feeling, even though she's almost always wrong. You know those people, right? Who's like, let me guess, you hate bedrooms. I know who you are. You hate bedrooms. Like, no, I didn't even say that. I wasn't even thinking that, you know? But Aaron's one of those people.
Yeah. And she's like, but you want to go home? She goes, okay, well, here's the thing about that. Like, honestly, I had no intention of leaving. I was just in bed. My eyes were closed. My face was washed. And then, you know, I just like couldn't sleep. So I left. So that's really all it was.
Aaron's like, well, next time be like, guys, like, turn it down. Like, please turn down that Will Smith getting jiggy with it music downstairs. And Jenna's like, I just feel like very out of my element. Like, it's not being great being on someone else's terms and schedule. It's just like, not very Jenna lines. So Jenna's like,
they just played Barbie World over and over. I'm a Barbie girl. Like, why would they just keep playing that over and over? There's some things I just don't get.
Like, I don't understand. Like, we get it. This whole, like, I'm Kenuff. Okay, we get it. So Jenna's like,
I'm Jenuff.
Okay. I'm Jenuff. I saw Barbie, by the way. We can talk about it on the bonus. So Jenna's like, she's like, I get it. I'm sorry. I didn't want you to be offended, even though it was me who was most offended by your terrible choice of music. But it was not my intention, and I apologize.
And Aaron's like, well, thank you for that. Like, I really appreciate that. You know what? Hold on a second. Could you come to this pot? Because I'd really like you to apologize to the shakshuka as well. That's okay with you.
You know,
like, I'm sorry, shakshuka. Sorry.
So, you know what? Like, Jenna's like opening up, but like, we just have to accept that she's like a different person. Like, she doesn't know how to be free and open and talk about life. And we need to give her time and clearly the space to let us in. I'm like, or also respect when she has a 6:30 in the morning call and she needs to get some sleep. So she's just going to go to her house, which is like in the same town.
You know what you need to accept, Aaron? That your heater doesn't work and your hosting is a fail. So fix your heater and get a real caterer next time and people will want to stay at your house. Stop blaming this on other people and stop saying Jenna's not opening up. She literally told you about coming out of the closet, how that all happened, how her mother has Asperger's. She's like literally opened up her whole entire life to you. What are you talking about?
Yeah, here's what you have to come to accept. That there's an app called Postmates, and get some bagels for these bitches for crying out loud, because they're sitting there. You don't have your shakshuka. Jenna's not there and you're clearly hungry. So get some bagels, because I know there's some good bagels in the Hamptons.
No one told you couldn't make shakshuka after the workout when it would actually have made sense.
Literally would have made sense.
Guys, so Bryn and Uba are in the kitchen and Bryn's like, he's going to get more.
David's there and he's leaving and he's like, hey, thanks for the tea. And Bryn goes, he didn't get more than just tea.
And Uba's like, oh, okay. Well, you know what happened last night, don't you? Jenna went home without saying goodbye. You just don't leave. That's not polite. And Bryn's like, right, well, actually, I got my ass chewed out for choosing a place over people, and I was told I was not being a very good friend. So if that's the law of the land, gotta apply to everybody. This is actually a bigger deal because this is your house. This isn't just some restaurant in New York.
Like, literally, Aaron got mad in both situations, and it just so happened that Aaron has squashed it already with Jenna because it was just dealt with sooner, but it wasn't any... She was just as annoyed and irritable about it, so I really don't understand Bryn here. She's like, yeah, like, me not going to one restaurant reservation, and then, like, Jenna left someone's house in, like, the middle of the night to go back to her house, and then it's, like, all is forgiven the next day. It's, like, 1,000%, like, a double standard times 10 times I'm gonna do David.
So getting ready time, and everybody comes down in the exact same earth tones, which is bizarre because they just said that none of them knew what khaki was two weeks ago, and now they literally all show up in the color khaki.
They're all in khaki, they're all in tan, and so we get now like the dreaded effect of Beverly Hills, which is we have to watch them all come down one at a time and be like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. Oh, look at you, Jenna, darling. Do it. Look at that. Beautiful. And so Jenna's like, I'm used to dressing low-key in the Hamptons because I actually am someone who works in fashion, not someone who pretends to be in fashion. And everyone here is like dressed to the nines and like heels and white and khaki, which they did not manage to manifest for my house. So yeah, great. So happy about that. Yeah.
And Bryn's like, we look like we're a part of a girl group.
What girl group? Like the pumpkin spice, like the pumpkin spice girls? Like, what are you? What group would this be?
Exactly.
It's like a Wilson Phillips cover band. Like, who are you guys?
My favorite part, though, by the way, of this show so far is whenever Jenna says like a low-key shade of everyone's fashion, when she's like, like, I personally dress low-key for the Hamptons, but they're all dressed in the nines, which is her way of being like, tourist. So I'm a fashion icon and you guys are not, so what's yeah. going on with you two?
She's like, whoa, can't wait to have brunch at Dave and Buster's with this crowd.
Oh, you guys are in the Pumpkin Spice Girls, because that would explain why your biggest hit is called Wannabe. Yeah.
Oh. So Aaron, so they're like, oh my God, should I change? We all look the same. And Aaron's like, where do these ladies think they're going? And they're like way too dressed for lunch and SAG, which by the way is a union that would support cock, if cock ever decided to pick it.
So then Sai tells us,
I don't try to be glam. It just happens. Okay. Slay all day, even on my day off. I'm like, it just happens. You brought 45 bags to the Hamptons. That doesn't, your glam does not just happen. Sorry.
Yeah, that is some very try good glam.
So Uba's like, I have two uniforms. I'm either supermodel queen or I'm not glam at all.
It's like, well, those aren't really uniforms. But she's like, but in the Hamptons, you bring it. So they leave. And it's hilarious because they go to this like little lunch place called Paige.
Yeah.
Oh, Paige at 63 Main. Not Paige. Like, oh my God, I'm mortified that you all paid full price. Except for Sai, who got hers for free, which is just as tacky somehow.
I am mortified that there's a restaurant that's envisioning what I'll look like when I'm 63. Paige at 63 Main. Like me when I'm 63 visiting Maine. How terrible. What a terrible concept for a restaurant.
Paid at 63. Still hate Maine.
Dislike and unsubscribe, please.
Paid at 63. Maine's gross.
I love a fanfic restaurant based on Paige. Hey everyone, I'm just here to interrupt this podcast. This wound up being basically a 2-hour episode, so we're just going to split it off. This is going to be the end of part one. Stay tuned. Part two is going to be up very, very, very soon. See you in a moment. Thanks, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.